Untuk perbincangan seterusnya, izinkan saya berbahasa Inggeris, di mana VLife is an approved participant in the Bank Negara Malaysia Regulatory Sandbox to offer life, total and permanent disability, critical illness and accidental death insurance. Malaysia's VLife Sdn. Berhad has launched its first self-underwritten life insurance product online. The company guarantees that it offers the cheapest life insurance for women below the age of 55 or else get the difference refunded, reportedly the first such guarantee in the Malaysian market. So to discuss further, we have Malik Ali, CEO and co-founder of VLife. Good morning, Malik.
Good morning.
All right, thank you for joining us. All right, today is International Women's Day and we have been talking about empowering women in our nation, but it has come to light that many women in Malaysia do not have access to financial services, in particular insurance. Can you shed some light on this issue and why are women skipping out on insurance?
Okay, so I think let's start with just general financial services. I think there's a World Bank survey done about 4 or 5 years ago that said that, you know, things like access to banks, formal financial institutions, is less for women than for men. It's not that they don't have access, it's just that the access is lower, meaning, like, for example, 65% of women have access to, have bank accounts, whereas about 72% of men have that. Other indicators include, like, for example, access to credit. This is by Asian Development Bank about 3 years ago. Access to credit for women is about 28%. For men, it's higher, it's like 46%. So you do see generally access to credit, banks, having bank accounts, even owning property. There's only 28% of women who own property compared to 41% of men. So you see that there's this disparity. And I think that's something that, although there are no, I couldn't find any specific statistics on insurance, I think that it is quite well known. It's quite just anecdotally, it feels that women do have, men are the main buyers of insurance, although women are influencers, but men are the main buyers of insurance.
Malik, as the CEO as well as the co-founder of VLife, talk to us more about the cheapest life insurance for women and how impeccable it is for women these days.
Yeah, so it's very important, I guess, for every person, whether it's man or woman, you do need certain forms of insurance, right? From a very young age, every one of us, for example, needs medical insurance. That's a given. Given the high cost of, if you want to use a private hospital, everyone needs that. But I think for and the other, the other elements of insurance that one needs as well, if you have dependents, you have children, particularly if you have children or aging parents, you do need life insurance, because if something happens to you, then you need to provide for your family. And so I think that's the second one. The third one is that you also need something in case. The worst thing that can happen is something, and it has happened to one member of my family, where you're disabled because of an accident, a car accident or anything like that. And so for those kind of things, you do need something called disability insurance, right? So these are the sort of important insurances that everyone has. And from the perspective of, I guess if the reason why we offer insurance for women is because actually women do need it as much as men. Just imagine some women are breadwinners, and if that income is lost through either disability or even death, then the spouse, the husband needs also an income, or at least a sum to take care of the dependents. You need to replace the mom who has been the breadwinner. Or even if the mom is not the breadwinner, you have joint incomes, you are contributing towards the family income, the loss of the mother as an income earner will also impact the family. Even the mom is a homemaker, the fact that you also need someone to replace, the help of the mom, the care of the mom, in terms of caretakers and so on, nanny for your children, that is so important. And I guess families do need that extra insurance on the life of the mom to be able to take care of this sort of family needs.
All right. Now that we know how important insurance is, but how can Malaysian women be more savvy when looking at insurance matters? Where can they obtain information from?
Yeah, so there are a very good resource. It's something that's organized by an organization called FPAM, a Financial Planning Association of Malaysia. They have a website called smartfinance.my, And in smartfinance.my, it gives you the very basics about not just insurance, but actually around the whole idea of financial literacy and financial wellness. So that's a fantastic resource. It was done by a group of licensed financial planners, and what they do is they give you the real basics about sort of how do you make sure that you can withstand, with your income, you can actually save, you can invest, and you can protect yourself. So I think this is a great resource, and it's just really funded by other people, so you can access to it at no cost.
Malik, can you share what are the most important elements that women should consider when looking at insurance policy? And what would be your top 5 tips to women looking to purchase insurance?
Yeah, so I think the most important one is make sure that you get the most important ones for you, right? When you're talking about insurance. One, medical, as I said just now, medical insurance is critically important. It can happen at any time. Second, disability insurance. If something were to happen to you, you need to take care of yourself. Someone needs to take care of you. You're disabled, and therefore you need care. So that's the second one that you really, really need to have and at all times. It can happen at any time. The third one, which is if you have dependents, that means you have people who depend on you, I think then you need to get something called life insurance. And then the fourth one, I think in your mid-30s, it's time to think also about critical illness insurance when you're talking about sort of, things like cancer, things like strokes, cancer particularly, you need to get something called critical illness insurance once you're in your mid-30s to late-30s. The other thing is, the other thing is there's a lot of complicated products out there. Avoid the complicated products. Avoid the, if you don't understand it, don't buy it. Make sure you understand what you're buying. And sometimes it's the simplest things that is, I even for me, I buy the simplest things. I buy simple life insurance. We call it term life insurance. That just gives you a sum of money if something happens to you or your family has some money, something happens to you. I don't mix it with complicated things like, is it investment-linked insurance, which is very, very complicated. I'd rather separate the insurance side from the investment side. Yeah. So keep to simple products. Keep to, make sure that, you're not overextending yourself. When sometimes some of these insurance commitments are for a very long time, like 20 years, you have to pay 500 ringgit a month or 300 ringgit a month, for 20 years. I would avoid products like that. I would just focus on things that, hey, I can, a bit flexible. I can buy insurance now, but I separate my insurance from my investment. So these are the main things. I guess the most important thing is, as far as women's concerned, women tend to analyze, and it's great. Women tend to analyze, research a lot before they buy something. And I think that's really, really good. But the most important thing is, but you make sure that you act on it. That means don't delay, don't procrastinate. If once you know what you need, and please feel free to consult a financial licensed financial planner to help you with this. There are several around, and on that smartfinance.my site, you can look for advisors there, financial planners there. Make sure they're licensed. But the main thing is that, don't delay. Make the first move. Don't suffer from what we call analysis paralysis. Make the first move, get your medical insurance, get your disability insurance. And then, if you have dependents, depending on circumstances, then you can look at other types of insurance as well.
Malik, as we know, there are gaps that are stopping women from getting their life insurance. But what can be done to address this gap, and what more can be done? So, and who needs to be behind the movement? Is it the private sector? Is it the government? Or is it the educators?
Yeah, we all have a part. We all have a part to play. And I think it needs to be kind of like a holistic approach. Definitely the most important person to do is oneself, right? I mean, we need to get educated about who's responsible for our own financial well-being. It's actually us. We're the ones that are responsible, mainly responsible. We are the ones that are affected the most. So I think we need to, the ultimate responsibility comes with us. Having said that, yes, I think the government definitely is doing its part as well, particularly people like folks like Bank Negara. They are really trying to, you know, sort of get financial literacy programs out there. There's something called the Financial Education Network that is trying to reach out to Malaysians to, you know, to get them financially literate. But I think also the private sector as well. I think it's important for a private sector. For example, you know, companies, right? When we recruit employees, it's important that they are financially well. Otherwise, you know, they can't concentrate at work. They worry, they stress about situations whether they can feed the family and so on. So I think it's important also for employers to make sure for their mental well-being of their employees, to make sure that, you know, their employees are financially literate. So I think programs that employers can do, for example, even for their employees, I think it's also important. That's just about to start. There's FPM and BFM Radio are actually have a joint program called Employee Financial Awareness that employers can take on to sort of educate their employees about how to be financially literate and financially well.
All right, that is Malik Ali, CEO and co-founder of Feel Life. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.